Strong defense helps the Hawks down the Pistons.
We had one of our, you know, better defensive efforts, particularly in the third quarter.
This is the Hawks Report after the game from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I'm Daniel Salerson. Count on us to get to the point after every game. Hear what the players and the coach have to say, the numbers that matter, and what it means with AJC Hawks beat reporter Lauren Williams. After blowing a 22-point halftime lead on Sunday, the Hawks respond with a 22-point win over the Pistons, 129-107. Head coach Quinn Snyder mentions the third-quarter defense, which helps Atlanta break the game wide open.
And just to feel how, you know, you can break a game open on that end of the floor as much as anything. You don't have to necessarily score, outscore or trade. And I thought our focus in that during that stretch was really good. And, usually it happens where you're rewarded on the other end of the floor as well.
The Hawks provided some balance on the offensive side of the ball as well, with seven players scoring 10 or more points. Sadiq Bey led the second unit with 14, facing his former team for the first time since being traded to the Hawks at the deadline. Trae Young was happy they were able to get the win for Sadiq.
That was really good. I mean, I was very mad we didn't win for DJ in San Antonio, but being able to be a team that, I mean, obviously you get traded for, and I know that's important to guys. And so, I mean, it was important for us as a team to come out and not only get a win for our team and our organization, we wanted a win for Sadiq too.
Hey, Lauren, let's go back to that 33-19 third quarter in favor of the Hawks. What did you see after halftime?
Yeah, Daniel, I think if the Hawks can continue to push the pace like they did, using their defense to their advantage, I think that they can continue to grow and be the team that they're capable of being. Now, the Hawks did pull down a season-high 61 rebounds, which allowed them to pick up the pace in the second half, particularly in that third quarter. And that's what allowed them to push the Pistons off balance, because it just continued to translate back and forth on both ends of the floor.
Atlanta gets back to 500 at 36-36 and remain in seventh place in the Eastern Conference. It's their 26th straight game within one game of 500, passing the 2014-15 New Orleans Pelicans for the longest streak in NBA history. The Hawks hit the road to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves Wednesday night. Make sure you tune to the Hawks Report every Tuesday for our regular episode with Lauren giving you the stories behind the score. Don't forget to check out the Hawks After the Game pages in the AJC ePaper and online at AJC.com, which is only available if you subscribe at subscribe.AJC.com/podcast. I'm Daniel Salerson, and this is the Hawks Report After the Game from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut, are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.